Never happens. They know exactly what they're talking about.
Right. They guarantee their servers. They guarantee that you're going to love the mattress. You're going to get the lowest price. It's same day delivery. So go to mattressfirm.com for complete finance information. No hub with it, though. You can find the store nearest you at mattressfirm.com as well. And we're telling you, just go check them out. Do us a favor. Put them on your list this weekend. Your Christmas shopping. There's a store near you. Find one at Mattress Firm. It is Mattress Firm. Save money and sleep.
Time out, Chicago. It's game time. The Buffalo Wild Wings daily reminder for tonight's game. Tonight, Chicago takes the court against Memphis at 7. This year, avoid the holiday hassle and give a sports fan something they really want. A B-Dubs gift card. Easy to pick up in-store or online. And even easier to please your loved ones. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Other restrictions apply. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. And as a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high interest rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is the better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Hi, I'm Bernadette Janae from Old Navy's design team. I love holiday parties, and nothing's better than going to those parties looking like a million bucks. We've been perfecting your holiday looks all year. Our best-fitting jeans, sweaters, party dresses, plus fab accessories to polish them off. Guys will be huddling under the mistletoe just waiting for you to walk by. And Friday through Sunday, everything we designed is 50% off. Yeah, half off starting Friday. And get free online shipping before Christmas. So run to Old Navy this weekend.
Val 12/18 to 12/20 in stores only. Excludes gift cards, clearance, and consumables.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Details. Chrysler has called on Mancari's Chrysler Jeep Dodge of Oak Lawn to sell 400 vehicles this month. Get the biggest savings of the year now. Brand new Jeeps, $6,000 off MSRP. Brand new Dodges and Chryslers, $8,000 off MSRP. Brand new Ram trucks, $10,000 off MSRP. 0% financing, no payments till March. 1,000 factory cars are on display for immediate delivery. And we won't stop till we clear the lot.
Hi, I'm Bernadette Janae from Old Navy's design team. I love holiday parties, and nothing's better than going to those parties looking like a million bucks. We've been perfecting your holiday looks all year. Our best-fitting jeans, sweaters, party dresses, plus fab accessories to polish them off. Guys will be huddling under the mistletoe just waiting for you to walk by. And Friday through Sunday, everything we designed is 50% off. Yeah, half off starting Friday. And get free online shipping before Christmas. So run to Old Navy this weekend.
Val 12/18 to 12/20 in stores only. Excludes gift cards, clearance, and consumables.
Give your home the gift of big savings this year at Lowe's. Hurry in today for great deals on all of your home improvement needs. Like 10% off select major appliances, $396 and more. Plus, get a DeWalt 20-volt drill for only $99. And while you're there, don't forget to pick up a Lowe's gift card so your special someone can get more of what they want this Christmas. Both offers valid 12/16 through 12/24. Drill offer valid on item 506-283 only while supplies last.
Area plus tax, title, license, and dock fee.
Cub fans, starting this spring, listen to every exciting Cubs game right here on the new radio home of Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard Update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. This morning, the White Sox sent Frankie Montas, Micah Johnson, and Trace Thompson to the Dodgers in a three-way deal in exchange for the Reds' Todd Frazier. The 29-year-old Frazier batted .255 with 35 homers and 89 RBIs in 2015. He becomes ARB eligible in 2017 and a free agent thereafter. Sox GM Rick Hahn says the team may not be done yet.
We haven't closed off any avenues whatsoever. There's obviously some players available internationally, and we're going to make sure we're fully up to speed on their capabilities and how much it would cost to acquire them and then make a decision.
Elsewhere in the league, the Mets have signed Bartolo Colon to a one-year $7.25 million deal. Tyler Flowers gets a two-year $5.3 million deal from the Braves. Bulls host the Grizzlies at the United Center tonight. Coach Fred Hoiberg says both Jimmy Butler and Derrick Rose will play despite lingering illnesses. Rose, Butler, Pau Gasol, Tony Snell, and Taj Gibson will start. And Lamar Odom is not doing as well as hoped after his collapse in October. Multiple outlets are reporting today that Odom's speech is still slurred and he can barely walk on his own. He also reportedly forgets a lot of people's names, sometimes even his own. One source says he definitely has some memory loss. Bears are back at practice today, getting ready.
Well, if he doesn't remember his own name, does he definitely have some memory loss?
Definitely.
Okay. I think that source is probably right.
I just wanted to hit it and really drive it home.
Okay, yeah, there you go. He doesn't remember his own name. A source says he may have some memory loss.
And we're not talking about Hub.
No.
Okay.
Bears back to practice today, getting ready for a divisional matchup with the Vikings on Sunday in Minnesota. Bryce Callahan, Cherokee McManus, Zach Miller did not practice today. Alshon Jeffrey injured again. This time it's his calf bothering him. He was limited today, along with Pernell McPhee, Will Sutton, and Tracy Porter. Hawks get the day off today. They'll take on Edmonton tomorrow night. Join us at the Under Armour Brand House on Michigan and Ohio tomorrow, collecting sports equipment and winter gear for Union League Boys and Girls Club, who reach over 12,000 young people each year in Chicago. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour brought to you by Pearl Mortgage. Go to perldavid.com.
It's a thrill here. We got Antoine Fats Domino, Spike Lee's here. We got Brad Pitt. We had a chance to say hello to him.
Hub Arkish
on the sideline. Doesn't get any better than this.
670 The Score's NFL Insider.
We sat there and predicted exactly this, that this was who this team was.
Editor of ChicagoFootball.com.
An experienced NFL reporter with decades of experience.
Columnist for Shaw Media and the Chicago Sun-Times.
This is a different Jay Cutler than what I think we've seen the first 6 years here.
Taking your calls on the Bears and the NFL.
All right, hey, I have a question for Hub real quick before he goes.
Yeah, this is Matt from Libertyville.
Hi, Hub. Do you ever think the NFL would consider a realignment similar to that of baseball where the teams would have a 162-game schedule? Or no?
What are you, Maddox boy all of a sudden? He's white business.
Yeah. Matt, I have a question for you. How do I get Bernstein money?
Oh, God.
With Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And Hub is brought to you by Ed Napleton, Elmhurst Acura Kia. Ed Napleton, second to none since 1931.
Hub Arkish is at Hub Arkish, at Shy Football, ChicagoFootball.com, and on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at GrossingerDeals.com. Hello, Hub.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Outstanding.
We're good. How was Mitch Unrein?
He was good. He's a super guy. Was fun to be with. And actually, ironically, I asked Vic Fangio today, anybody up front, we got kind of bogged down in the linebackers today, and I was curious about the play up front. I said, anybody besides Eddie Goldman who stuck out to you? And he immediately said, yeah, Mitch Unrein has been very impressed the last 3-4 weeks. So I know Unrein, one of many guys on a one-year deal, and Mitch mentioned that uncertain about the future, but it sounds like he probably is part of their plans going forward.
And he's going to be on certainly part of our plans tonight, on with Lawrence when we get done here at 6 o'clock. Let's hit the phones, as we always do on this day. It is Frank in Oak Park on the Score.
Hub, I've got a draft question for you. I tend to question certain players who've operated in college with great supporting casts and what they'll accomplish at the next level. In the case of Heisman winner Derrick Henry, I see he broke some of Herschel Walker's SEC records, but Walker could run a 4.29 to a 4.34 40, could break through really small holes, and at 2.30 look like a Marvel Comics action figure. Henry, by contrast, looks like a slightly above average power back operating behind a really great line. tell me, is Alabama's line for 2015 the typical Crimson Tide monster with three future NFL starters and two other guys who function as league backups for 5 to 6 years? And is the opinion expressed by one anonymous former NFL scout, it was either NFL.com or Yahoo, that Henry is no more than a fourth-round talent growing among the league's Illuminati?
I thought he said Lou Malnati.
That's what I thought he said, too.
You know, the league also has Lou Malnati. That's where they're sitting talking about him.
There we go. Ironically, I had a talk with one scout about that question specifically yesterday, who pointed out to me that I guess Gil Brandt had a response to this and said, and that's why so many scouts are former scouts. Derrick Henry is not he's not a fourth-round pick. Is he a first-round pick? Probably not. We've seen the devaluation of running backs. We've seen you can get the really good ones in the second, third, and fourth and fifth round. He's not Herschel Walker, not as a prospect by any means. He comes with some question marks. A lot of it is speed. He is not the fluid strider or one-step lateral cut guy that Todd Gurley is. So there is work to be done. But when you are as effective, and yes, he's playing behind a great offensive line. Guys, Alabama every year, this was a great stat. I'm trying to remember if it was whenever the last time they played in the national championship game, their 22 starters, 18 of them were five-star prospects coming out of high school. The team that they were playing had four, you know, and that's the two teams in the national championship game. So, yeah, there's a bunch. I don't know. Again, I'm just getting into my draft work now. I don't know that there's first-rounders on the Alabama offensive line this year, but it's definitely an outstanding offensive line. All of that said, you know, there was a lot of questions about T.J. Yeldon, too, and he's having a really nice year at Jacksonville, and I think Henry is probably more that kind of back. That's the comparison. He may even be a little better than Yeldon, and things have gone pretty well for him in Jacksonville.
Justin in Plainfield, you're on the Score with Hub.
Hey, Hub. When watching a lot of these NFL games, specifically the number one crews for all the networks, is the job of the color commentator, I know the basics of it, but it seems like they dumb down the analysis so bad that they're catering to a fan that's first time ever watching a game. And I guess specifically, the CBS actually watch Phil Simms? I mean, I feel so much dumber after everything that guy says, and I just feel like he's trying to talk to my wife as opposed to somebody who wants to actually educate themselves on the game. Thanks, guys. Have a good holiday.
Well, I mean, I can tell you from serving as color commentator for I don't know how many hundreds of NFL broadcasts, I've never been told to, you know, dumb it down or simplify the explanation. I now work as a sideline reporter with the color commentators on the national broadcast of NFL games, and if anything, I have heard them encouraged to get into the X's and O's more and show their expertise. And so it's really about individual taste and who you're listening to, and you were very clear. You're asking about Phil Simms. I think you will get a pretty strong consensus on this show that Simms just isn't very good at his job, and I don't really understand why he's their number one guy. You know, sometimes these guys get these spots and they just never lose them, but there are some very good color commentators out there, and I don't personally think that Phil Simms necessarily does a great job.
Newark, New Jersey. Ken, you're on the Score.
Hey, Hub. A few weeks back, you mentioned that Jim Irsay was the biggest problem with the Colts and that he was crazy. I was just wondering if you could elaborate on that and whether or not you meant that he's meddling.
Well, let's be clear. I actually like Jim Irsay a lot. I think he's fun. I think he's refreshing. Crazy was a euphemism. I mean, I'm not saying that he has mental issues, but he's definitely sporadic. He's very volatile. He will go off at times and say things that he shouldn't, and he does fancy himself a football person. Now, to Jim Irsay's credit, there is no owner in the National Football League with as good a record as he has over the last 15 years other than Bob Kraft. I mean, you know, you look at what this guy has done, and you can say that it's the luck of the draft falling into Peyton Manning and falling into Andrew Luck, but there are Hall of Fame quarterbacks who've never been to the playoffs. So I don't know about that. I know there's Hall of Fame quarterbacks who've never won rings. Irsay has done a great job running that organization. What he does tend to do is he wants to be his own conduit to the media, to fans. He often comments without realizing the impact that those comments could have with his coaching staff, with his team, with his players in the locker room. And he does cause problems that way sometimes. As a matter of fact, he came out, I think it was last Friday or Monday, said that he expected Andrew Luck to play this Sunday against the Houston Colts, Houston Texans, to which Chuck Pagano apparently replied, "That's interesting, considered he hasn't returned to practice yet." So you get in these situations, and it can't be good for anybody, and he does tend to be a real distraction, best case, and a problem worst case.
Here's another regular on this segment. I have a feeling I know what he's going to ask about. Todd in Grays Lake is on the score.
Hey, guys. Three mini questions about the Browns. Johnny Manziel, I'm not a big fan at all. And the only benefit I see that they won last week is now that they're probably not going to try and draft a quarterback. Is his playing well? Is there any chance to the truth of the rumors that they'll trade him to Dallas? Has Jones really got enough power to trade for Manziel? Is that a possibility? And then if you had to give a percentage on Ray Farmer coming back, what would that be? And then last but not least, Joe Hayden. Is there a chance he's done with football? I mean, he's a great guy and a great player, but he's really in bad shape with those concussions. That's all I wanted. And also, Mitch Unrein's wife was a really neat girl last night. I should have asked her to just shoot me instead of the targets and put me out of my misery. Thank you.
I will. Dan, I have to report to you that Todd's mother was your English teacher at Deerfield High School. He was at the remote last night, and Todd is originally from Deerfield. I think Miss Severance, as I recall.
I know her, and she's got a son that I know, but was not my teacher.
Okay, it's funny because we live in the community that we went to school in, and I will constantly have teachers at the high school, and my kids will say, "Oh, remember when I taught you?" And I just kind of have to look at them and nod because, in fact, they didn't teach me, but they mean well.
Right,
that'd be pretty damn old.
We all are.
That's true. My teachers are all dead.
Yeah, my English teachers were in order were Scoyan, Horton, Moore, and Crouch.
Your memory is much better than mine.
Four horsemen.
They're all actually very important. That's why one of the reasons I became an English major was because of having spectacular English teachers at Deerfield High School.
Yeah, and I remember specific teachers, too, but Miss Severance wasn't one of them. Anyway, it is Todd's mom. Todd's a great guy. He was at halftime last night out in Johnsburg. And the reference, I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but Mitch Unrein's wife, Corey, was out there with us. Do you know that she's an Olympic medalist?
Yes, she's a trap shooter.
Yes, shoots trap, and she's been in the Olympics twice. She won a bronze medal, I believe, in her first Olympics, which I want to say was 08. I don't think she medaled in 12, and she is very close to qualifying. The qualifications aren't done yet, but she's close to qualifying for Rio next year. At any rate, Todd, I've been told by a lot of people that Johnny Manziel is really being showcased more to see what trade value they can create for him than any belief at this point that he's going to be a guy that they can count on to be the future of the franchise. I've got that from several good sources. I don't think that there's any – my odds on Ray Farmer being back are my percentages, if you will. I'd say 5%, 10% that he would be back. I don't think there's really any chance that he or Mike Pettine are going to be back. Jim Haslin is one of those rogue owners who's had enough, and he's going to clean house. And then finally, Jerry Jones has more power than anybody in the NFL. Yep. And so if he wants to make a deal for Johnny Manziel, he'll make a deal for Johnny Manziel. Whether that's wise or not is obviously a completely different question. Remember, he just came out and said that he expects Tony Romo to be his quarterback for the next 4 or 5 years. You certainly don't need the drama and potential aggravation that comes with Manziel to be a backup. I mean, you're only going to make that deal if you think he's your guy. So if he believes Romo's got 4 or 5 more years in him, then no, I don't see any point in making a deal for Johnny Manziel.
Wait, if Todd's from Deerfield, why is he a Browns fan?
I don't know. I neglected to ask that question.
That doesn't really make any sense. I've got another friend.
That's torture.
A friend who grew up in Glencoe was a Browns fan because his dad was from Cleveland.
But for all I know, he could have been born in Cleveland and moved to Deerfield, or maybe his dad was. I don't know. But he's a nice guy, super nice guy. We visited a little.
He's got to stop being a Browns fan.
Yeah, that's torture. You're killing yourself.
You can't. It's just not good for you.
No, it's bad.
All right, that's what we're doing. You are talking to Hub at 312-644-6767. Oh, we love our Wednesday nights, and so should you with our guy, Hub. 312-644-6767. Still some time for you to talk with our guy, Hub. Morris and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Sports.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for all primetime NFL games through the Super Bowl. A production of Westwood One Sports.
This is Doug Gottlieb with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Golfsmith. Anything for golf. Like Albert Pujols before him, Jason Hayward just did the Cardinals a favor. The Cardinals, you remember, offered Pujols just enough money so that when he turned it down to take $300 million from the Angels, the Cards didn't look bad to their fan base. Now they actually offered more money than the Cubs did for Jason Hayward, only he bailed for their arch rival, the Cubs. If Jason Hayward had signed with the Cardinals, he would have been a $200 million player. He's not a middle-of-the-order hitter. He's just not that type of guy. On the other hand, as the sixth or seventh place hitter on a team that needs contact speed and defense, he fits in perfectly in Chicago, even at slightly less money. I don't know if Hayward knows it now or not, but that decision is best for the Cardinals, is best for Hayward, and obviously helps out the Cubs. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Hi, I'm Bernadette Janae from Old Navy's design team. I love holiday parties, and nothing's better than going to those parties looking like a million bucks. We've been perfecting your holiday looks all year. Our best-fitting jeans, sweaters, party dresses, plus fab accessories to polish them off. Guys will be huddling under the mistletoe just waiting for you to walk by. And Friday through Sunday, everything we designed is 50% off. Yeah, half off starting Friday. And get free online shipping before Christmas. So run to Old Navy this weekend.
Val 12/18 to 12/20 in stores only. Excludes gift cards, clearance, and consumables.
Running out, guys, so here's your Christmas win-win. Give her something that will make her feel hot and heat up your holiday. The super warm, world-famous Hoodie Footy by Pajamagram. Because, let's face it, it's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold. The Hoodie Footy is the ultimate solution. It combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footy pajamas. Head-to-toe warmth means she'll be hot in no time. You can find all the Hoodie Footy styles at Pajamagram.com. Each Hoodie Footy has a drawstring hood, but the best thing, the full-zip front. Imagine getting to open that especially if you opt the sweet and sexy gift set. That includes a Hoodie Footy and Sexy Midnight Fantasy. Buy both today at Pajamagram.com and you save $60. You don't even have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery guaranteed. Visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Make it a Hoodie Footy holiday and tell them the score.
Give your home the gift of big savings this year at Lowe's. Hurry in today for great deals on all of your home improvement needs. Like 10% off select major appliances, $396 and more. Plus, get a DeWalt 20-volt drill for only $99. And while you're there, don't forget to pick up a Lowe's gift card so your special someone can get more of what they want this Christmas. Both offers valid 12/16 through 12/24. Drill offer valid on item 506-283 only while supplies last.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Hi, I'm Bernadette Janae from Old Navy's design team. I love holiday parties, and nothing's better than going to those parties looking like a million bucks. We've been perfecting your holiday looks all year. Our best-fitting jeans, sweaters, party dresses, plus fab accessories to polish them off. Guys will be huddling under the mistletoe just waiting for you to walk by. And Friday through Sunday, everything we designed is 50% off. Yeah, half off starting Friday. And get free online shipping before Christmas. So run to Old Navy this weekend.
Val 12/18 to 12/20 in stores only. Excludes gift cards, clearance, and consumables.
Other restrictions apply. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. And as a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high interest rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is the better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Don't miss the Scores Holiday Broadcast with Spiegel and Goff, Boers and Bernstein, and Lawrence Holmes. Live from the Under Armour brand house at Michigan and Ohio, where we'll be accepting donations of sports equipment and winter apparel to give back to the Boys and Girls Club of Chicago. See the new Under Armour brand house and give back this holiday season with Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's sports station, brought to you by Under Armour brand house. Everything in their store will make you better. And by Lover's Lane.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hub Arcus, not getting better than this. Indeed, it doesn't. Boers and Bernstein. Hub is talking to you at 312-644-6767.
Let's run down some calls for Hub, starting with Ray in Northbrook. Fire away, Ray.
Hey, Hub, I've always admired your opinion, and I always wanted to ask you this. I share your opinion about Jim Finks being the greatest general manager of the Bears. And credit him probably with the most, the reason why they won the Super Bowl. That being said, I think that the Bears won that Super Bowl in spite of Mike Ditka. Do you think the Bears would have won two or three more Super Bowls if Ditka hadn't choked against Joe Gibbs several times against the Washington team?
I think that they would have won a few more Super Bowls if Jim McMahon had taken the game more seriously. I don't think that Mike Ditka was ever the greatest coach in the world, you know, certainly not in terms of X's and O's and creativity and football knowledge, but Mike Ditka was a huge reason that they became the team they did and won that Super Bowl because of the way he motivated those players, and he was the guy who convinced them that they were as good as they were. So they certainly did not win in spite of Mike. They should have won more, and I don't really hang that on Ditka either. It was the quarterback. I mean, you can talk to a number of these guys. Look at those games and how they got beat. Gibbs did out-coach Ditka, both in the 86 and 87 playoffs, but considering that Mike was going with, you know, Doug Flutie at one point, and then I think the second, I know McMahon played in the 88 NFC game. I can't remember if he played in the 87 playoffs because I know he tore the ACL that year. I think he did come back. But at the end of the day, the biggest thing that kept that team from winning multiple Super Bowls was the quarterback position. It wasn't the coaches.
Big D, Southside, you're on the Score.
Hub, Burns, Terry, what's going on, gentlemen?
Hey, D.
Hey, look, this is what I'm telling you. Hub, I told you, Olin Krutz and Big Cat this a couple weeks ago. If Adam Gase isn't the highest paid offensive coordinator in Bears history, there's a problem, okay? This man has Cutler doing everything the previous five coordinators wanted Cutler to do. So let's go ahead, give him the title of associate head coach or whatever title we need to give him to keep him here, make him happy, pay this man. And shout out to my son, Darion McAllister, and the Marion University Knights for vying for an NAIA championship down in Daytona this weekend. Gentlemen, y'all have a good one.
Thanks, D.
All right, D. Go Marion. I'm with you on that one. Listen, if only it were that simple. There is nothing the Bears can do to make an offensive coordinator job as attractive as a head coaching job. That's the bottom line. I mean, Gase is under contract, I believe, for at least two more years as their offensive coordinator. So unless he gets a head coaching offer, he's not going anywhere. If he gets a head coaching offer, it's going to be a minimum $4 million a year for probably 4 years, because I don't think anybody would take any less in today's NFL. There's no coordinator that gets that kind of deal, but even if you match that deal, why would he rather stay here to work for John Fox than go run his own shop? So, Dee, I hear what your concern is, and I understand it, but I just, if he gets a head coaching opportunity, there's nothing the Bears can do.
Brian downtown, you're on the score.
Hey, Hub. My question is similar to the first couple guys, you know, talking about coordinators, and, you know, when one does leave, you know, how do you really evaluate and vet a new coordinator coming in? I have two questions. One, how important are they? And two, you know, what kind of coordinator are you looking for? Like you mentioned, like a Ditka X and O type of guy. Are you looking for somebody like, you know, like Dan, who has great English teachers in Deerfield, you know, public school, and is, you know, unathletic, bald, you know, just really.
What the hell is that idiot talking
about? I don't know where he was going with that.
He had half of a decent question, and he tried to be a smartass, and so, you know, what are you going to do?
This is Dan in Oak Forest on the score. Hi, Dan.
Hey, Hub, you were on the sidelines there in Miami on Monday night. Want to see, why did the Dolphins stop giving Lamar Miller the ball or any touches?
Seemed to be Dan, I was trying to get close enough to Dan Campbell to ask him that question because it was driving me nuts.
Yar.
I got to talk to him briefly coming off at halftime, and you know, he acknowledged Miller had had the great half. Now, he's not calling the plays. He just fired his offensive coordinator, Bill Lazor, a couple of years ago, and the new guy, I want to say it's Taylor, I can't remember exactly. I think it was his second game calling plays, and I don't know. I can't explain it to you. Lamar Miller, guys, this kid last year averaged 5.09 yards per carry with over 1,000 yards, and this year is averaging over 5 again. Running backs who average 5 yards a carry are really hard to find. He's really good, and he was dominating the game in the first half, and they just decided not to use him in the second half. I wish I had an explanation for you. And actually, I had a pretty good story going into the game because I had talked to a source down there who told me specifically Miller has gone to the coaches twice this year, and he's a good, solid kid, and he did it in a very respectful way, and he wasn't complaining, but he said, guys, I need the football. Can you explain to me what's going on? He's tried to find out, and he's only had 20 carries twice this year. They've won both those games, and I don't understand why they don't use him more.
This is a place where the Boers and Bernstein show has been banned officially. It's Hegwisch, and this is Marvin on the score.
I don't actually live in Hegwisch, just doing some work down
here.
We're
still banned.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. We're still we have been officially threatened by the powers that be in Hegwisch that we're not allowed to be there because bad things have happened to us.
I swear to God, I have no allegiance to this part of the city. my question, Hub, the situation in Green Bay with McCarthy and Tom Clements. You know, Aaron Rodgers said all the right things about it was execution and not play calling. But, A, is that true, do you think, your sources tell you? And, B, what does that do for Tom Clements? Is his reputation soiled? And can he get an OC position ever? And how does he work with McCarthy moving forward without, like, walking around with his tail between his legs?
Well, first of all, this is not the first time this has ever happened. His reputation is not spoiled. It's sullied a little bit, but it's not ruined. And A, I don't think he's going anywhere. I mean, you know, if it was as simple as let's use Eddie Lacy and James Starks to win a football game, which is what they did, McCarthy can just tell Clements to call those plays without taking the play calling away from him. So it wasn't so much that suddenly you had your all-world play caller back again, is they got back to what they hoped to do coming out of training camp. And in fairness to Tom Clements, the reason they got away from that is because Eddie Lacy has been MIA for most of the season, and James Starks has a good game and gets nicked every time he does. And they had them both healthy. Lacy got himself into trouble again 10 days ago and promised this time he was serious. He's playing like a guy on probation, and they got a big game out of their running backs, and I think everything Rodgers said was true. It wasn't about switching the play caller. It was about the running back showed up to play.
One more for Hub. It'll be Stu in Glenview on WSCR.
Hub, we all know Robbie Gould had his problems this year, but a couple of years ago up in Green Bay, Mason Crosby went through a tremendous bad streak. What did the Packers do, as far as you know, to get Mason Crosby back in the folder, back online? Because, I mean, he's still a pretty darn good kicker out there for him, and I'm not ready to give up on Robbie yet.
That's a good question.
Yeah, it is, and I can tell you the answer is they didn't really do anything except keep working. And kicking is probably more mental than any other position in the league. You can get the yips. It's interesting, Robbie has six misses. The first five were all wide left, and so for the first time he pushed that 50-yarder wide right Sunday. That's a classic overcompensation. I think the only difference, Robbie Gould is still one of the five most accurate kickers in the history of the league with these misses this year. Coming into this season, he'd only missed two field goals in a game twice in his career. Now he does it twice within 4 weeks. That's a classic slump. He didn't suddenly become a bad kicker. Now, the one big difference is that when it happened to Crosby, he was about a 5- or 6-year veteran. Robbie's an 11-year veteran. But this is not unusual with kickers. And when you look at his track record, particularly with three games left to go, he can certainly redeem this. If he continues to struggle these last three games, they'd be foolish not to bring in competition for him next year, and they'll probably do that anyway, but I don't think they're ready to give up on Robbie Gould, and I think if he comes back and has three solid games, I don't think they'll make a big push to find competition for him either.
All right, my friend, have a terrific weekend, and we look forward to visiting with you next Tuesday.
All right, guys, take care.
Scoreboard update.
It's 5:33 in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. New White Sox third baseman Todd Frazier spoke to the media via conference call today following a trade that brought him to the South Side from the Reds. The White Sox had to get the Dodgers involved to make that deal work out. Micah Johnson, Frankie Montas, and Trace Thompson all shipped to L.A. Three other players headed to the Reds from the Dodgers. GM Rick Hahn says today's deal speaks highly of the Sox's farm system.
We've talked about for years how the purpose of a well-functioning farm system is to provide you with championship players at the big league level in Chicago, or provide you with the assets to go out and get championship players for Chicago. And while it wasn't our preference to move any of these three guys, they obviously played an important role in getting what we feel is a championship caliber player.
In basketball, the Grizzlies take on the Bulls at the United Center tonight. Bulls are 10-3 at the UC this season. That one tips tonight at 7. And speaking of what Hub was just speaking to with Robbie Gould, the Bears don't plan to look for a replacement kicker for Robbie Gould, who's missed three field goals in 2 weeks. Bears special team coordinator Jeff Rogers said today, quote, "We're hoping he works himself out of it." Bears will head to Minnesota to take on the Vikings on Sunday. In college basketball, Coach Bo Ryan says he's retiring effective immediately. He said that last night. Longtime assistant Greg Gard is taking over as interim head coach. And the Chicago Tribune's Shannon Ryan is reporting that the University of Illinois has hired search firm Korn Ferry to assist with the hiring of a new athletic director.
Just in time. They've snapped into action and hired a search firm.
Korn Ferry sounds like a costume. Korn Ferry will help with a campus-led search committee.
We've been visited by the Korn Ferry.
They're going to help with a campus-led search committee. Formed last month by Interim Chancellor Barbara Wilson to find a replacement for former AD Mike Thomas.
Actually, I guarantee you the people at the University of Illinois thought there was actual corn involved. I don't have a doubt in my mind that they were surprised to find it spelled with a K.
Whether you're prowling the pavement or dashing through the snow, the 2016 Jaguar XF with available all-wheel drive proves performance is always in season. Visit your Chicagoland Jaguar retailer during the Unwrap a Jaguar sales event. Offer ends January 4th. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Well, there you have it. Now, Julie, today it's the welcome in from our crack production staff.
Tanny loves his collections of laughter.
He does.
And so those are one of his precious little sound collections there. And they set off a firestorm on Twitter and everything else with all the Hub songs. Unbelievable.
Oh, I've been doing the same thing.
This one guy sent 6,500 song titles. He works for a music company, and he just did a database search where he swapped out Hub for Love in their entire database and sent every single title. I guess if you could do it that easily, it's sort of like it's like a music Scott from Davenport there, right?
Well, save him. Yeah. We can always use another friend in some, always.
And then, of course, My two favorite was somebody sent an email with two, not one, but two Captain and Tennille songs alone. Hub Will Keep Us Together and Muskrat Hub.
I just can't stop. I'm sorry. I cannot stop, and I won't stop. And this is a good White Sox question, too. We haven't gotten a lot of good White Sox questions.
No, we already spent all their money. This Frank did.
From Fred's Slacks on the Metra.
Yeah.
He said, I'm a little nervous that Han is collecting a team of bags for this season. We know that Eaton has that whole grindy thing, and Laurie's reputation precedes him, and now the starting third baseman is at Flava Phrase 21. He said, do we have three Nick Swishers now?
You got, yeah, you're close.
Well, definitely with Laurie.
Laurie is definitely, yeah. I don't know about Frazier if he's quite over the
one of those guys.
Yeah, I don't know that. I haven't heard that, but I could look. I don't. You know, you can check on anybody you want to. I don't know that he's.
That's like.
But Laurie definitely is what they call out there.
You can have those guys as long as they're actually those guys, and then don't turn to be something else when going gets tough.
Well, that's what Swisher is. Swisher,
right, that's what I mean.
Yeah, he's Mr. Microphone when everything's good, and then you don't see him when
you don't see him. He doesn't want to talk to you.
I don't know about Frazier. But
I don't either.
The Twitter handle is of concern.
Suspicious? Worries you a little?
At Flava Phrase 21.
Yeah, that's... I don't think so, though.
Okay.
I don't think so, but Laurie, yeah. That's a little bit off.
Fangraphs says a little bit off.
A little bit off. I don't know if it's like Swisher off. You know, I don't know. We've never, it's been a team that you can't really, I don't really pay much attention to, but I don't know if he's Swisher off.
As long as they don't bring back the Dirty Cat Salon.
Oh, it's been waiting for a reopening. It's been reimagined.
For Ohio! Who was the other guy that was with him with the
AJ, wasn't it?
No.
Toby Hall.
Oh, God.
They put him in the infield. He tore his labrum, and that was it. And he sucked. And
they're all worry. We got this. Frank gave us a solution for everything.
He's just spending everybody's money and signing Justin Upton. I'd pay him 20. Wait, I'd pay him $25 million. Check. Make it 30.
That's just great.
See, I want Frank at one of the charity events where I'm auctioneering.
Yeah.
I need him in the audience with his paddle card. And holding that thing up. Hold that number. What a number 35 on there. We do the paddle raise. Let's see it. Boris and Bernstein, we will say hello to Lawrence Holmes next. He and Mitch Unreiner broadcasting the Miller Lite Top Draft Show from Bannerman Sports Bar.
Been there, too.
Oh, so it's Bears All Access, so we're not going to do the transition. Okay, because it's something when he's here, we do it because he's here. But we can't do it because we're not hooked up. All right, well, that's fine. We'll just
not hooked up.
I'm still thinking of Hub songs. Part of my brain hasn't stopped.
Oh, man.
This is going to really bug me. This is the kind of thing, like, I don't take the train home, but if I did, I'd probably be scribbling them down the entire time. And I'd miss my stop.
Well, you got a list of the guy sends you about everything you have there. You don't really.
But that's
fun.
It's more fun to think of them yourself.
I know, but I kind of like a list and find out the ones you really like.
She lives on Hub Street. I don't know. You got Boris and Bernstein on the score.
New Cubs outfielder Jason Hayward did his first Chicago radio interview today with the Spiegel and Goff Show live on 670 The Score, the new radio home of the Cubs.
Really grateful that I get to play game that I love for a living and call that my job, and I'm not taking it for granted because it's been a fun ride, and I'm just looking forward to what's going to happen next.
Here's Spiegel and Goff's entire conversation with Jason Hayward at 670 The Score.
Hi, I'm Bernadette Janae from Old Navy's design team. I love holiday parties, and nothing's better than going to those parties looking like $1 million. We've been perfecting your holiday looks all year. Our best-fitting jeans, sweaters, party dresses, plus fab accessories to polish them off. Guys will be huddling under the mistletoe just waiting for you to walk by. And Friday through Sunday, everything we designed is 50% off. Yeah, half off starting Friday. And get free online shipping before Christmas. So run to Old Navy this weekend.
Valid 12/18 to 12/20 in stores only. Excludes gift cards, clearance, and consumables.
List the gift of holiday happiness. Rich, chocolatey brownies from Vermont Brownie Company. Featuring decadent flavors like dark chocolate with a touch of sea salt, buttery maple toffee, and walnut chunk. They're ridiculously good. How good? Oh, man, I had some last week. Holy God, are they good. And believe me, I am a chocoholic. But you don't just take my word for it. Vermont Brownie Company is so extraordinary, it beat world-famous chef Bobby Flay from the Food Network. Surprise and delight your loved ones with some of the best brownies you'll ever taste. They're baked using farm-fresh ingredients. That's pure bliss in every bite. To order and save 10%, use the code 2222. Your gift comes specially packaged with a personalized gift card, all for free. What are you waiting for? To give a sweet gift for under $20, use code 2222 at checkout at VermontBrownie.com. That's code 2222 to save 10% at VermontBrownie.com. Christmas delivery guaranteed. Hurry, because this offer ends soon.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home, then you need to call David Hochberg.
Absolutely a guy that I'm excited about. I think you can see it in his performance. I mean, you can see him getting better. You know, he's a talented guy. He's a big guy. He's still ascending. So we're excited about where he's at and where he's headed.
Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage. Meet Patrick.
Hello, friend.
He's heard hundreds of David's ads, but he wanted to contact a realtor before purchasing a home in Skokie. Bad move. Not getting pre-qualified by David before talking with a realtor is like getting a vasectomy from a urologist without an ice machine. This happened to David. He recommends confirming your doctor has an ice machine before having the procedure. David answered Patrick's questions, pre-qualified him to purchase a home, and introduced him to his show's North Shore realtor, Lauren Hsu, who's helping Patrick locate a home. Purchasing a home can be overwhelming. It won't be if you call David first, because David can pre-qualify you for free and introduce you to one of his preferred realtors. So if you're purchasing a home and you want to work with a team of real estate experts that will always look out for your financial best interest, call David first at 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help you if you don't call. 312-751-1333. To learn more about David's top-rated Saturday morning real estate show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358 and MLS number 19186.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
CBS Thursdays.
What are you doing?
I'm wondering why he was murdered by someone he knew.
Sherlock Holmes is always methodical.
It's all terribly interesting if one simply paid attention.
Often skeptical.
I never guess. We observe and then we deduce.
And frequently insightful.
I'm an expert on poisons, but there is nothing quite so toxic as guilt. I'm gonna find you,
I'm gonna catch you. But never typical.
He's a criminal genius.
And do you think you're just gonna find him just like that? Well, of course you do.
Elementary, Thursdays, only CBS.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And at 547 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Bears All Access is coming your way at the top of the hour.
Do we know who is involved with tonight's Bears All Access?
Sometimes Tanny knows what's happening with the Bears All Access.
So on another note, we were talking about Illinois finally hiring the search firm. They just the committee actually. They formed this top blue ribbon committee, this panel of the best and the brightest, and they decided that they should hire Corn Ferry. And Rudy suggested the Corn Ferry is the reason Carlton Fisk was sleeping in the car. Says she never saw him drinking either.
That's right. You never saw him drinking. There might have been a bottle of vodka. You never saw him drinking.
And he also says, I seriously hate you for the hub bit.
Oh, it is. It's Maddie.
Yeah.
It's funny.
It's Maddie and Tanny. Whoever said
I love Muskrat Hub.
Muskrat Hub is good.
Oh, I love it.
Hub in an elevator is really good, though. Because of the visuals. It's just Hub in an elevator. What he's doing, I don't know. Hello. I don't know. Sorry. The guest tonight on Bears All Access is the man they call Cheese, Christian Jones. It's also the man you can call Bad.
You know, what happens over on this side is always funnier than what happens on that side.
Oh, you're right. I don't doubt it for a
always.
Second.
We don't have any.
Every day.
We have no pretenses about that.
Especially when Ranji's here, there's always this weird sitcom-like sexual tension with the two of you.
Wow.
I've never. It'll resolve itself at some point in a very special episode.
Oh, yeah.
What happened? No, we were doing more Hub songs. I stopped listening.
No, we're just talking.
I was doing me and Christian Jones.
Oh, don't start.
Yeah, so direct tweet Dan your Christian Jones songs. At Dan underscore Bernstein.
No. Don't, please. Wow. I want to get back to this odd thing with you and Ranji. I'm not the only one who's noticed it. And, you know, eventually we'll get a resolution there, but something's got to give, I think. It's just you can cut it with a knife. It's okay. You know, just
I really hadn't thought about it, but you know, if you say so, you're feeling
you sense it.
I sense it between the two of them.
Oh, you've
between the two of them.
Yes,
I do.
You've always talked around it. You've always sort of
probably have
tangentially made references to how they're always sort of competing to see quién es más handsome.
Yeah, and that's true. They do
but,
that.
But it's all it's I think it's deeper than that. It's much more complicated than that. And hey,
it's
guess what? Next week, when you are out on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe we are going to be on remote for a special edition of the Who Needs Two Tavern Tour. Guess who's going to be sitting with me and hosting for a full Boers and Bernstein show?
I do not know.
Chris Ranji.
Oh, wow.
Yep. We thought that would be fun.
That ain't true!
I think it's going to be fun.
I think it is, too.
Because we never know what's going to happen.
That's it. It's over. It's all over.
The Shift Change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Chicago Wolves host Rockford this Saturday at 7 p.m. at Allstate Arena, part of the Illinois Lottery Cup. Some quick thank yous.
Oh, boy, that's not so quick. We thank Big Cat Williams, Mark Shanowski, Zach Zaidman, Frank Thomas, Howard Moore, and Hub.
It's been fun. And the Shift Change was brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. We thank you for listening, calling, emailing.
That's the power of Hub.
Yes! We will do it all again.
Oh, yeah, hey, we thank these guys.
That's not us. I had never really thought of that, but.
Matabatacola.
Anything else for Todd before we let him go?
Hey, Todd, you're a class act, buddy. I just want everybody to know that they're getting one hell of a guy, buddy. So we're going to miss you here in Cincinnati, and the best of luck to you, my friend.
All right. Thanks again.
Appreciate it. All righty. With that ring endorsement, anything else?
No.
Get off the phone.
Is that a writer? Do that on a conference call?
No.
My God.
I love Matt Medicole. He is our Dale Jr. He's just chilling. The best production man who ever lived, Chris Tannehill.
Say it with, let's get it right. It's Tannehill, not Tannehill.
Okay. I think I did. Boy, we will do it all over again tomorrow, by the way. The Under Armour Brand House. We will be there along with all the other shows. Jason and Matt will be there. Lawrence will be there after us. A very special day for the score.
Yep, 600 North Michigan.
Mm-hmm. Michigan and Ohio for you.
Bro-Ohio.
Ohio, bro-Ohio. No, don't look for bro-Ohio. We don't know that one. All right, everybody, bro-Ohio. Have a terrific night. Bears All Access is coming your way. We will talk to you tomorrow afternoon from the Under Armour Brand House in Chicago.
Center, Olin Cruz.
For a player like Robbie Gould, it is a business of what did you do for me lately? Are you still the player you were?
And Pro Bowl tackle James Big Cat Williams.
They're not getting a fast start. They're not putting any pressure on the opponent, and it's coming back to bite them at the end of the game.
Along with Score football expert Hub Arkish.
God, there was mistakes everywhere. Frustrating, frustrating football game.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
Other restrictions apply. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. And as a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high interest rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is the better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Billy, what are these chains for?
Has she been naughty this year?
And maybe you've been a bad boy yourself.
Well, this is Billy and Lauren here from the Diamond Air with affordable solutions to correct misbehavior of your loved one, or better yet, reward it.
You can reward that naughty behavior this year with a pair of beautiful solitaire earrings, or already have some? We'll enhance those studs by surrounding them with a halo of brilliant diamonds that we call earring jackets. And for that really naughty behavior, choose from a vast selection of colorless, ideal-cut loose diamonds.
Because we buy our diamonds directly from the cutter, skipping the middle guy, you can give her designer quality at half the price.
So call 630-355-RING or come visit us at the Diamond Air, and we will help you keep that special someone naughty all year long.
With the Diamond Air, you will get a larger, better quality diamond for less, because remember, gentlemen, size does matter.
Give your home the gift of big savings this year at Lowe's. Hurry in today for great deals on all of your home improvement needs. Like 10% off select major appliances, $396 and more. Plus, get a DeWalt 20-volt drill for only $99. And while you're there, don't forget to pick up a Lowe's gift card so your special someone can get more of what they want this Christmas. Both offers valid 12/16 through 12/24. Drill offer valid on item 506-283 only while supplies last.
Hi, I'm Bernadette Janae from Old Navy's design team. I love holiday parties, and nothing's better than going to those parties looking like a million bucks. We've been perfecting your holiday looks all year. Our best-fitting jeans, sweaters, party dresses, plus fab accessories to polish them off. Guys will be huddling under the mistletoe just waiting for you to walk by. And Friday through Sunday, everything we designed is 50% off. Yeah, half off starting Friday. And get free online shipping before Christmas. So run to Old Navy this weekend.
Val 12/18 to 12/20 in stores only. Excludes gift cards, clearance, and consumables.
With the year wrapping up, we're wrapping up deals at Sunrise Chevrolet this holiday season. Choose from $10,000 off MSRP or 0% financing for 72 months on a great selection of new Chevys. Get low lease payments on our most popular models, including the new 2016 Chevy Malibu. Lease for just $179 a month with zero down. Wrap up the year with Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights or visit sunrisechevrolet.com. On select new models to qualify buyers, financing in lieu of rebates and incentives. Offer excludes tax, title, license, and dock fee.
Do you need vision insurance because you're retired or your employer doesn't offer vision insurance? VSP Direct provides affordable individual vision plans direct to you. You'll see great savings and experience the lowest out-of-pocket cost in vision care. VSP Direct covers an eye exam, glasses, contacts, and more. Call 855-401-1432 to start your path to better vision. That's 855-401-1432. This coverage has exclusions and limitations. Call VSP Direct for details.
Ladies, listen up. Guys are impossible to shop for, right? Trying to find a holiday gift he loves is like asking Santa to give up milk and cookies. It just isn't gonna happen. That's where Mantry comes in. They're a food subscription service for guys, run by guys. With products like smoked jerky, mint julep mix, and bacon spread shipped in a handsome wooden crate, you can scratch every guy off your shopping list. Visit